for taking your time to be here, as always, in the house of the Lord. It's always good to be here in the house of the Lord, I would say. And like I said this morning, it's always good to be able to share the Word of God, no matter where you're at, if it's in the house of the Lord or out on the streets. Amen. Because I feel like, I don't know about you, but I feel like there's a lot of people that need to hear the Word of God. Amen. Do you guys agree with that this morning? There's a lot of people that don't get to hear the Word of God. They may not even choose to hear the Word of God. But this is why God wants us as His people to be obedient to Him each and every day, and to do the will of God, to go out of the house of God and share the message of Christ Jesus, the death, burial, and the resurrection, so that they too may come to know what we already know. I say this often. I feel like I'm happy this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm happy this morning. I'm blessed this morning. Anybody else here in the house of God, are you happy this morning? Are you blessed by, not by me or what I say, but are you blessed by God's own hand this morning? I hope and pray that you feel that way. Because if you don't feel blessed this morning, the altar is already open. You don't have to wait on an altar call. You don't have to wait on a minister. Your tithes, let me tell you, this is just coming up in my spirit this morning. Your tithes will not get you into heaven. Amen. Your works will not get you into heaven. You can do all the works, all you can, until you fall over. It will not get you into heaven. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that you and I wouldn't have to perish. Life comes from God. Blessings come from God. And I want to share that with you this morning, if you don't hear anything else. But over in the book of 1 John, chapter 5, I want to read, I'll just read a short verse of Scripture to you. Over in John, 1 John, chapter 5, it tells us this morning. I'm going to give you a little time to get there. 1 John, chapter 5, tells us this morning that if we receive a human testimony, God's testimony is greater. Amen? If we receive a human testimony, God's testimony is greater. That's in 1 John chapter 5, 9 through 12. We're going to be talking about that here this morning a little bit. If you receive a human testimony, God's testimony is greater. And what is God's testimony? That's the bigger question. What is God's testimony? God's testimony, if you read on down, it'll tell you. And God's testimony is this, that His Son, Jesus Christ, now I'm just paraphrasing, but you can read it for yourself later, but His Son, Jesus Christ, is the one that has given us eternal life. Amen? Jesus Christ is the only reason you and I have received eternal life, for those who believe. Now this doesn't count. This doesn't apply to those that don't believe. This only applies to those that believe in the Son of God. That God's testimony of Jesus Christ has been made known, that we could know Jesus, that we could receive Jesus, that we could receive God Himself and the Holy Spirit and receive eternal life. Now, can I tell you something this morning? You may not want to hear it, but preacher's going to tell you anyway. Can I tell you a little something this morning? Everybody that I know that has salvation, they say, they believe that it's a reward. They believe that it's a reward from God. I have eternal life from God because it's a reward. God has given me a reward. The only reason that I have eternal life, the only reason that I have salvation in the Lord today is because of a man named Jesus Christ who hung on Calvary at the cross of Golgotha and shed His blood for me. And that's the reason why. It's not a reward. It's not a golden ticket like the Polar Express. In May, I'm talking about Polar Express. Okay, that's one of them weird analogies. Salvation is a gift from God. Salvation is a blessing from God. It is not your reward. You believed in the Son of God. You believed in the testimony of God about His Son. And you believed that He was crucified. You believed that He was laid in the tomb. And you believed on the third day that He was risen again from the dead. And you believed this morning. How many believe that Jesus Christ Himself is sitting at the right hand of God this morning, right now as we sit here in the house of God talking about Jesus Christ, talking about the Father, talking about the Holy Spirit? That's why you have the free gift of eternal life. It's not a reward. I didn't do anything to earn my salvation except believe in the Son of God. Wow, how great is that to you this morning, church family? To know that a man named Jesus Christ did it all for me. He did it all for you. And He died so you wouldn't have to. So that I wouldn't have to. There are so many people taking the word of a human of man or woman testimony right now. There's so many things that are being told to people right now. And listen, I'm not going to knock you this morning. I don't want to step on no toes. Okay? I don't want to knock anybody this morning. If you sat in the gas pumps the other day, this week, and filled up your car because you heard a testimony, you'll say, well, preacher, that's my business. It is your business. Okay? It is your business. And you can do whatever you want to. I don't care. Well, unless it's not in line with God now it might be a different story. But if you believe there was going to be a gas shortage and you sit in line for an hour waiting on to get gas, and I know some people probably saw my post about 300 miles not going to make much of a difference. That's about how old I thought. Maybe my truck might get 300 miles to a tank of gas. Maybe. That old Dodge out there, that old 2005 Dodge Ram, it's a big old truck. It likes gas. But I didn't believe that for a second. I didn't believe there wasn't going to be any gas. But we heard that testimony. You see where this is going? We heard that testimony. We believed that testimony. And I was trying to get home the other night, and there were so many cars out in the pumps. Every pump I went by, people were sitting in line waiting on getting their cars filled up because they believed that testimony. Now, what if I told you today that Jesus Christ was coming back right now? Would you believe that? You'd be standing up right now saying, preacher, you're a liar, because no man knows the hour or the day or the time that Jesus Christ is coming back. And you're looking at a man that don't know. I don't know. I don't know when He's coming back, but I do believe the testimony. Amen? I do believe the testimony that Jesus Christ will come back. Anybody else? Do you believe that, church family, this morning? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is coming back? Look over in Israel today. Look over there, what's going over here in the Gaza Strip right now. The very place that the Bible prophesizes that Armageddon will start is down in the Gaza Strip. Down in that one little strip of land. And they're at war today. Now, I don't know when Christ is coming. It may be in my lifetime. It may be in your lifetime. It may not be. But yet I still believe the testimony. You see where this is going? Is this connecting this morning? I believe in the testimony, Jeff. I believe in the Son of God today. I believe in God Himself today. I believe in the Holy Spirit today. Because I possess all three of them. And so do you if you are in God today. Amen? You have all three parts of the Godhead today. So you can believe the testimony. And where does this testimony come from? The testimony of God Himself comes from right here in the Word of God. From the Word of God. There's no second guessing God. There's no second guessing the Word of God. People say, well, preacher, how do you know that this is real? Well, how do you know it's not? Amen? How do you know it's not? You say, oh, I'm wrong. Well, how do you know I'm wrong? Well, prove me that I'm wrong. I've always said, as a minister, I've always said, if you hear me say something from behind this pulpit and you don't agree with me and it don't line up with the Word of God, then I want you to come to me. I want you to come straight to me, directly to me and say, preacher, you're wrong. And then we'll sit down and guess what we're going to do? We're going to compare Scripture with Scripture and we'll see. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But if I'm not, then so be it. Thus saith the Word of God. Amen. Thus saith the Word of God. I believe in every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Anybody else? I believe in every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Man does not live on bread alone, but what does he live by? He lives by the Word of God. So if you are in Christ today, if you're in God today, if the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you today, then you live on every word that comes out of the mouth of God. You live on this right here. This is what I read every single day of my life. It's not a boring job. It's not something that I dread doing. Do you ever dread reading your Bible? Oh, I got to read my Bible today. That preacher said I need to read at least one chapter today. I just can't do it. It just makes me fall asleep. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth today. You're going to fall asleep someday. And you're not going to wake up on this side of eternity. And there are going to be a lot of people out there that don't know the Lord. Can I testify to you? Can I testify to you just a little bit this morning? There are going to be a lot of people out there that don't know the Lord, that ain't serving the Lord. And they're going to fall asleep someday. And they're going to wake up on the other side of eternity. But I do believe today, I can tell you as a minister, as a man of God, that there is a heaven. Amen? There is a heaven, but also there is a hell. Amen? You don't hear preachers say that much anymore. They don't want to talk about hell. That people don't want to hear the word hell. And no, it's not a dirty word. It's a place. It's a place of torment. It's a place where you're going to be tormented throughout eternity. Why would anybody want to go there? Can you think of why anyone in your family, any one of your friends, any one of your co-workers, why would you think any one of them would want to go there? It's not a place meant for you or me. The Bible clearly tells me that heaven is the place that God means for every one of us to go. He says, because Jesus came along so that we wouldn't have to die, so that we wouldn't have to perish in eternal flames. So if that be the truth, if that be the testimony of God, it's not God's will that anyone should what? It's not God's will that anyone should perish, but receive eternal life. How great is that this morning, church family? Does that just give you a little bit of hope today of all the craziness going on in the world? I told Pam on the way over here this morning, I said, there's craziness all around us today. There's crazy stuff. There's crazy things going on all around us today. And listen, the devil's having a heyday. Listen, I say this often. The devil is having a heyday with a lot of people today. And the Word of God is growing cold. The Word of God, the hearts are growing cold. They're waxing over. The ears are getting deaf. The eyes are going blind. And it seems no one wants to hear. It seems no one wants to listen. I don't know why you ain't happy. I don't know why you can't find peace. I don't know why you're struggling. I don't know why you're depressed. A pill can't fix everything. Ibuprofen, depression pills, anxiety pills, you name it. There's a pill for everything on the market. A pill to change the color of your eyes? I don't know. Maybe I could take a pill and make one of my ears smaller. I don't know. Okay, what do you think? There's a pill for everything, it seems like, today. But I think the best thing you can take for all your ills, for all the things that are bothering you, take the Son of God. Amen? Take Jesus Christ Himself. That's the best medicine I know you can take. Amen? You'll feel so good. You'll have so much peace in your life. You'll say, well, why does old brother feel he's always getting blessed? Why is this person getting blessed? Why is Frida always happy? Why is Kay always smiling? Why is Brother Hewlin always blessed? What have they got that I don't? And when you finally figure it out, why is Jeff back here always blessed and just smacking on his gum? He's a happy man. We're happy in the Lord. If you're happy in the Lord, clap your hands. I'm happy in the Lord today. Amen. If you're happy in the Lord, let it shine. Let people know you're happy and let them know why you're happy. If you want to be happy, tell them that you know you get in the Lord and He'll make you happy. He'll take away all that stress. He'll take away your anxiety. He'll take away your depression. He'll take away all those things that are hindering you. You've got these hindrances in your life. The Lord wants you to get rid of them so that you can be a happy person. The Lord don't want you walking around down in the dumps, in the muck and the mire. He said, I'll lift you up out of the muck and the mire and I'll set you up on a mountaintop. But then you got to do something. And then you'll want to do something. You'll want to serve the Lord. You'll want to love the Lord. Let me tell you what Psalms chapter 1 and verse 1 says. Psalms chapter 1 and verse 1. Very first verse in Psalms. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked. Happy are those who do not take that path. There's two paths you can take in this life. You can take the path of the wicked. I've been led down the path of sinners way too many times before Christ ever come along. Man, I used to run with the best sinners there was. Anybody else? It's quiet now. Nobody says nothing now. I've run with the best of them. I've been down that path. I've been down that, as the Bible says, that broad road, that broad path that leads to destruction. And that, as a matter of fact, let me give you that scripture in Matthew chapter 7 and verses 13 and 14. Let me just read that to you. For the gate is narrow. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life. And only a few find it. And I've been on that road. I've been on that road that was broad and wide. And I was on that road with many other people. Walking and I wasn't walking, I was running. I was running as fast as I could run. And I was running to my own destruction. How many people do you think's out in the world today, right now, as we sit here in the house of God, hearing the Word of God, they're on that road that we're talking about this morning. They're on that road to destruction. Oh, they're having a good time. They're having a great time. They're doing whatever they do. They're doing whatever I used to do. But they don't even know, just like I didn't know. I didn't know I was on the road to destruction. I was destroying my own self and didn't even know it. There's many today on that same road. But then, a man named Jesus come along. A man named Jesus come along and he showed me another path. the path unto righteousness, the path unto salvation, the path unto eternal life. And now that's the path that I have chosen. See, every day you got to get up. Listen, I'm almost done. Is this good to you this morning? Every day you got to get up. And I've said this many times, but I'm going to keep repeating until the Lord tells me not to say it no more. Or until He calls me home to be with Him. It's whichever one comes first. Every day you got to get up. And you got to make up your mind. You got to make up your mind. You got to make the choice to follow whatever path, which one of these paths you want to take. You've got to set your goals every day to serve the Lord or serve Satan. You got to set your goals or your mind to walk the path to destruction or walk the path that's narrow and the road is narrow and the gate is very narrow unto eternal life. You've got to make that decision. I can't make it for you. You got to make it. You got to choose who you will serve. But you know what? I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. Me and my household, I'm going to make sure. Now, they may buck against me. They may get rebellious. But when they do, I'm going to break out the Bible. It's laying on the kitchen table all the time. We don't want to listen to you, old Phil. We don't want to listen to what you've got to say. Well, don't listen to me. Listen to the Word of God. This is what thus saith the Word of God says you've got to do. Me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Anybody else? Me and my house are going to serve the Lord. That's in Joshua. That's in the book of Joshua. Me and my house are going to serve the Lord. Because I know where I come from. I know what was in my past. But you know what? That past ain't there no more. That past has been forgiven. It's been forgotten. But the devil keeps trying to bring it up. He keeps trying to pull you down by yesteryear, by yesterday. Oh, what memory how you used to be. Well, I ain't that person no more. I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ, so you got to flee from me. I'm going to stand up against you. I'm going to stand up here against your evil ways, your evil tactics. I'm not listening to you. And I'm definitely not going to listen to those people that you're using. You know that the Lord uses people to promote the gospel? Do you know the day that the devil uses people to promote evilness and wickedness? Do you know that today, church family? That's why you got to be knowing, you got to be ready, you got to put on the full armor of God and be ready to stand up against the devil. You got to be ready to fight. You got to be ready to fight every day. We're in a spiritual warfare. And if you don't believe that today, turn your news on when you get home today. Read your newspapers. Turn the radio on. We are in a spiritual battle of principalities and high places. And listen, if you ain't prayed up, if you ain't serving the Lord, if you ain't on track with God, you're probably going to fail. You're probably going to fall. The Word of God says that I read every day, if the devil could even deceive the elect, he would. That means those that are way deeply rooted in the Word of God, in the Spirit of God, if the devil could deceive those that really elect, those that elect, he would. And keep that in mind today. That's why it's so important to stay up on your game, to stay up on your reading, to stay up on your meditation, to stay up on serving God and loving God and walking in faith with God. Because the devil's going to throw everything at you that he can to make you fall, to make you quit. He's going to make you quit coming to church. He's going to make you quit reading your Bible. He's going to make you quit serving the Lord like you used to. You say, well, I don't know why I'm not serving the Lord like I used to. I don't know why I ain't doing the things like I used to. I don't know why I ain't praying like I used to. And then sometimes you might even get the thought like, what's the point? Kathy, what's the point of choir practice? What's the point of practicing songs? What's the point of the preacher reading his Bible all week and listening to see what God's got to say so that he can share it with a congregation on Sunday morning and out on the streets? What's the point? Well, I'll tell you what the point is. It's called a man named Jesus Christ. That's the point. Amen? That's the point. That's the main point. That's the only point. The only reason we need. What else can I tell you this morning that you need? That's all we need. All you need today, I don't know what my IQ is. I'm not a genius today. But I'm going to finish with these words. Are you ready for it? I do know what you need. I know one thing you need above all things. You that's watching on social media today, if you're not serving the Lord, if you don't know the Lord, if you don't care about the Lord, I know one thing you need. You need to throw down all your garbage, put it where it goes, and then fill your life with Jesus Christ. That's all you need. And guess what? All the stuff that we're worrying about, all this stuff that we're struggling with, all these things that we're worried and it just keeps us up walking the floors at night, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. It's all going to fall into place. It's all going to fall into place because the Lord's going to make sure that you're taken care of. You believe that this morning? Has the Lord taken care of you so far? Anybody? Has the Lord blessed you so far? Why would He stop now? Amen? And that's the Word of God for us today, for the people of God, and for those that don't know God. You can know God today if you want to. All right. Has it been good to you this morning? I get a little rowdy sometimes. Whew. All right. Well, you know, I always said, I'd rather have a truthful preacher as a lying preacher, okay? And I'm just telling the truth. That's the way it is. Take it or leave it. It's your choice. All right, we're going to pray, and then we're going to have an altar call. Let's bow together. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, it's always good to be in your house. Lord, it's always good to be able to share the Word of God. God, I thank you for using me just as a willing vessel to promote your gospel, to promote your word, your message, Heavenly Father. And I pray that your word has went out today, Lord, and touched somebody's heart. Lord, I pray that it's made a difference in someone's life today. Lord, maybe you'll show them something that they've never seen. Maybe they'll receive something they've never received, God, and that's the love of Christ. Lord, if there be any here today that don't know you, that don't know your Son, Lord, if there be any watching on social media today that don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior, Lord, I pray today that they would make the decision to do so. Lord, this will be the best day of their lives. I guarantee them, I can promise them, this will be the best day of their life. They'll never forget it. Lord, I've not forgotten that day back in 2000 when I accepted your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Savior, Lord. My life has never been the same. Lord, you've completely changed me from the inside out, and you're still doing a mighty work in my life, Lord. And God, I pray that you'll continue to do a mighty work in all our lives, Heavenly Father. Lord, until we're called home to be with you someday in your kingdom called heaven. And Lord, we ask these things today, humbly, all in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.